Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday with Carver High. Kings up 2-1 on... the Blues right now with 14:20 left. And we got our eyes on that one. 2-2 Ducks Avs in the third. That one's crucial as well. Ducks Avs at the Pepsi Can. Wild going to go to the third up 4-0 on the Coyotes. They should be able to get that thing in the bag. Let's see if, by the way, the Kings just had a breakaway and got stoned. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. And in a lot of states legally. All right, so just so we can clear up some of this confusion, Carver High, I want to go through the litany of college basketball going on so maybe I can figure out who's playing who here. I don't even think I'll be able to figure it out. I can't without seeing, like, you know, these tournament brackets for these conference tournaments. I'll never be able to figure it out. But, like, trying to figure out who's going to play tomorrow, you know what I mean, when they're playing right now tonight. So Colorado's
for tomorrow.
All right. Well, then I'm going to get to that in a second. All right.
Just tell me the conference. If you give me the conference later for tomorrow, I can tell you who's playing who.
All right. Well, I don't think it's as easy as that, but you're a lot smarter than me. So let's see if we can figure it out. All right. Right now, Colorado State is up 1 on Nevada. Crazy. Because I think in that game I laid 1. How crazy is that? When I laid 1 in that game, I thought it was insanity. I laid 1. It was my number one play tonight, Colorado State, laying 1 at Reno against Nevada. And, it, you know, they're in trouble. When you're up 1 with 4:50 left, anything can happen, right? So Colorado State having their problems with the Wolfpack tonight. And then Troy and Arlington are in the Sun Belt first round. Troy's up 76-64 with 3 minutes left. They're going to win. They're up 12. Eastern Kentucky leads Moorhead 19-14 early. Missouri State beat Valpo 66-55. That's in the Missouri Valley quarters. Miami beat BC. I laid 3. It went to 4, but I laid 3. I covered. St. Bonnie blew out Duquesne in the A-10 quarters. Loyola blew out Southern Illinois in the MVC. Missouri Valley. St. Louis in the A-10 basically blew out UMass and covered. Liberty in the A-Sun, 77-64 over Stetson Cologne. Missouri Valley, Indiana State, and Evansville. Indiana State won by 10. I think they're playing Loyola tomorrow in that game in the next round. All right. Eastern Washington beat Idaho State 75-62. VCU beat Dayton. And who's VCU playing in that? Are they playing St. Bonnie? No. Maybe. There you go. I saw it.
St. Louis plays St. Bonnie tomorrow.
There you go. St. Louis and St. Bonnie, the two Saints. There you go. All right, we welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. It's Pharrell and Bench on a pain-free Friday with Carver High. So, St. Peter's came back and beat Quinnipiac by 2, Monmouth by 3 over Ryder, Northern Illinois by 5 over Central Michigan, Citadel in the SoCon, 100-86 over Western Carolina. Davidson, there it is. VCU's playing Davidson. Davidson beat George Mason, blew him out, 99-67. Florida Atlantic did not cover the 10. They won by 9 over Middle Tennessee. Go figure. Fairfield whacked Manhattan. Buffalo blew out Kent State. Arkansas State over Georgia Southern by 4 in a Sun Belt first round. South Bama by 8 over Monroe in the Sun Belt first round. Montana was a winner tonight. They played Warner Pacific, whatever that means. Canisius beat Siena. They were dogs in that game. They're playing again tomorrow. It was a one-point game. Tomorrow, Siena's favored by 6, which is absurd. Marshall, 75-67 over Charlotte. Florida Gulf Coast lost to North Alabama, 96-81 in the ASUN semis. And then Toledo by 19 over Ball State. Eastern Michigan beat Western Michigan by 1. Hawaii beat Davis by 5. Riverside by 4 over Northridge. Irvine by 3 in overtime over Long Beach. Old Dominion by a bucket over Western Kentucky. UAB 65-51 over North Texas. Mercer blew out Samford in the SoCon first round. Georgia Tech won at Wake. Boom. And they covered the 9.5. And then San Diego over Fullerton by 4. Poly covered the 20 in a hook against Santa Barbara. Jacksonville State lost by 3 to Belmont and covered. Appalachian State by 7 over Little Rock. Loyola Marymount by 4 over San Francisco. They canceled that Northern Iowa Drake game because of COVID concerns. And that's about the gist of it. Santa Clara and Pacific are set to go at midnight. So Drake moved on. There you go. All right, Rafael on a bench. All right, Carver High. So that pretty much sums up the games that were played or are being played right now in college basketball. Hopefully I got it all down to everything under control. How about Nevada now up 1, 82-81 with 57 seconds left. Troy up 8 on Arlington, 2.5 left. Eastern Kentucky, 26-19 on Moorhead, 4:18 left in the first half. Everything else is toast. So some of the games that I'm having a problem in terms of figuring out who they're playing, you just filled me in on a couple of them. St. Mary's and Loyola Marymount, that's going to be a game, right? Yep. So the other one you told me about was the winner of that, I think you said Pepperdine plays the winner of that game tonight that's about to go late night, the Santa Clara Pacific game. Is that correct?
Correct. The winner of that game will play late tomorrow night against Pepperdine.
That's beautiful that you're on top of that stuff. I got to tell you, it's like... it's.
I love these little tournaments. I love the small
amount of brownie points you're getting right now knowing these games. Like, just... absolutely. We're sending Carver High reefer brownies. He needs them with that second child born now. And a little Willie is not the problem. It's Ray Lewis, a.k.a. Olivia. She's a savage. And she's listen to her. I mean, it is late night in Long Island, and she is not going to bed. If you listen closely, you can tell she's lit.
I will drive nothing but Mercedes or Rolls Royce. I will go nowhere on a commercial airliner. I will ride in nothing but limousines. And I will make love to nothing but the best looking women in the world.
So that was Olivia. She's four, and she's just lit. And then she's got a little brother now that she basically wants to eat. She's going to eat the baby. She's not afraid of just taking over the entire room, controlling everyone, adults, animals, neighbors, police, fire, Coast Guard. She's a keeper when it comes to, I mean, her intensity level just ratcheted up. Love that kid. Let me look at some of these other games. Because there are other ones that are really throwing me off. Did I miss this one? Did they just add that? The Appalachian State-Texas State game?
Yes, that's a Conference USA game.
Did that just get added? Because that's a Sun Belt.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sun Belt. My apologies there. Sun Belt, yes.
That's another game that just got added.
Correct. Appalachian State is going to play Texas State now tomorrow. And then Coastal Carolina is going to play the winner of this Troy-UT Arlington game, which it looks like Troy is going to win. They're up 15 with 30 seconds left in the second half. So Troy will play Coastal Carolina tomorrow in the third game at the Sun Belt.
Is Troy going to win that game?
Yes, Troy's up 15 with 30 seconds to go. They're going to win that game.
All right, so they play Coastal Carolina.
Correct.
Who plays Belmont in the OVC final?
I will get you that right now.
Mission from God.
That is going to be the winner of this Eastern Kentucky Moorhead State game that is going on right now.
Oh, the Eastern Kentucky Moorhead. So the winner of that game plays Belmont.
Correct.
Kentucky, and they're playing right now, and they're up in that game against Moorhead, right?
They're on the U, right now, yeah.
It's on the U. If I had to go look for the U, I might as well go to a Miami Cane game because that's my Canes. It's Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day. I'm so excited. By the way, Carver High, I just wanted you to know, you didn't know this, but you'll be the first to know. Do you remember I had to have worn them once into the CBS studios, at least once, right? Did I ever roll in Miami Canes Adidas basketball program shoes? Mm. Like I have the Canes, they're just badass Adidas. I forget whose they are. Like
I think he's the most handsome man I've ever seen.
Thank you. But literally, these shoes are so badass. They have they're green, orange. They're sick, and then they got and then on the inside they got Ibis. They got the Ibis. So like I got risers in them. I got like inserts in them, so for plantar fascia and stuff, so that I don't wear out the Ibis. The Ibis is resting comfortably under the, you know, the riser in the shoe, the insert.
And it, my shoes cost more than your house.
That's exactly what we were looking for right there. Is that I have, so I walk in those. I take, like, they're my walking the dog and snowshoes. So if it's snowing, which it does here every week, at least once, we have blizzards, then I walk in my Canes. Bright green and orange basketball shoes that stand out. Wherever I wear them, they're like, I might as well have guns in my hands because people are like, whoa, where'd you get those? And I'm like, those are Canes shoes, son.
You're so money.
Blood money. This is blood money. Anyway, the shoes are badass, and I walk in them in snow, sleet, rain, because usually I just wear flip-flops when I roll. When I roll, I wear flip-flops. When I go to the gym, I wear flip-flops. I don't wear shoes and such. I only wear basketball shoes when I play basketball. The rest of the time, I wear flip-flops. And then when I'm forced to wear snow shoes of some kind, some magnitude, of some kind of foot coverage, it would be my Canes basketball shoes. I think they're Dame Lillard's too, by the way. Dame time. Dame time. They are. They're Dame Lillard Adidas Canes basketball shoes. They're badass. And did you know that Indiana, or by the way, Adidas has Indiana basketball shoes. They have every school now. So now, like, the Cane shoes I have, now you can get them for every team. So this week I get this email that I got. They send me this Indiana. They got this Indiana pair of shoes now. They're like white Adidas, really badass. And then they got three red, you know, stripes on the side, like Hoosier, you know, red, cream and crimson, right?
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Pretty much. So when you get them and you wear them, you speak exactly like that guy right there for the rest of your life. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. For the rest of your life, that's what you're going to sound like. Am I missing any games? Is that the only one? I think, oh, look what we got. 11 seconds left. Colorado State of Nevada tied at 82 up in Reno, Tahoe, where we were never invited back after we threw a four-day party there, and 8,000 people showed up and did all kinds of narcotics and drank a ton of booze and did hookers and gambled lots of money and had their families split up and divorces after they came and hung out for over 4 days up in the mountains of Reno at the Grand Sierra. Did not go well because too many people showed up and partied and tore that place up. I remember, forget, Moppy and I got invited to the nightclub, and we sat in the nightclub with these smoke show hotties till like 4 a.m. and pretended like we were their, you know, pimps, pretty much. It was fun. And I didn't have to pay for any of the booze. And they drank like $1,000 worth. Seconds left. It's unbelievable. And they tie it up, the Blues, with 43 seconds left on a wicked wrist turn from inside the right circle on the right slot. What a... go. 2-2 with the Kings as the money slips through my fingers, Carver High. Oh, God, what a play. What an absolute beautiful setup.
Bring it up to LaFontaine. He gets ripped up, gets it to May, and over the line. He's May going in on goal. He shoots. He scores!
Ties it with 43 seconds left. Woo! The equalizer, the deflator for the Kings. Absolute. They need a shrink on the bench. They had to call a timeout. They couldn't even recover from it. Carver High keeping an eye on the end of that game. It's a final now. We got to check it. I just saw that it was a final, Carver High. Nevada beat them 85-82. Life.
I don't think so.
Homie.
I don't think so.
Homie.
Homie, don't play that.
Morehead State, 31-28 on Eastern Kentucky. Can you believe that story, though? I just did a drive-by right by my skull again. Carver High, you never gave me your opinion of your boy Creepy Les. Working an angle down there in Baton Rouge with a little side apartment action, little kissy face.
I'm actually kind of surprised that it took 7 or 8 years for that to get out. Like, that's, like, amazing in today's day and age that it took 7 or 8 years for that story to finally get there. And it was weird how he left LSU. And obviously we didn't know this stuff, but it did seem kind of strange because they were always looking to push him out the door, and the guy won all the time, you know? So clearly there was some things going on behind the scenes.
Because they won, they covered it up.
Fair enough. Yeah, of course. That's how it always goes down, though, right? I mean, that always happens.
Listen, whatever we do here, nobody talks to the media. If any of you speak with the media, you will be fired immediately. Do not talk to the media.
You morons!
We're gonna cover this up for 7 effing years. Do you understand me? Do you people?
What who is mean? He? I don't even know who that
you
is.
You people. What do you mean? You people. So.
I know that, dude.
I saw a thing the other day of him, Sean Penn. Did you see that picture somebody like put on?
Oh my God, I did.
Yeah. And what did it say? Drink much?
Yeah, I mean, it's what a difference.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Did you see how beat up he looked? Like, even like just him with whiskey bottles.
It's amazing the transformation. And it's funny, Fast Times was on. I don't know. He's on one of the channels tonight. I was waiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was before the show. We finished dinner and Olivia was taking a bath. So I was just sitting in the living room with Willie. And I was flipping around. Yeah, we caught the last like 20 minutes of it when Mr. Hand shows up at Spicoli's house before the dance.
Oh, what a that's film. To study. Yeah, owed him all those hours.
Wasted 8 hours of my time this year, so I'm gonna pay you back.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Mr. Hand, you can't. I'm gonna miss the sock hop. Then he actually learns a lot in that session. He spends the whole night there, and then he actually learns something. And remember in the end, he tells him the story about the whole his experience.
We just need some rules of our own. You know, we got away from them. We just needed to create our own rules. You know what I mean? It's great. It's such a great movie.
So today, you busted out a 16 candles, and what was the other one?
16 candles and Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
Because you were wearing the pink shirt. So that, in turn, Adam Kaplan commented on your pink shirt today. And then that got rolling with the Pretty in Pink cast, Molly Ringwald. Right. Then I mentioned all the great films that
what
she was
his name,
part
Andrew
of.
McCarthy, that made out
Andrew
with her?
Andrew McCarthy,
said that,
yeah.
She said recently in older days. So it's been 30 years since that. So I had 30 years to her. She said that at the time that her knees buckled when she made out with Andrew McCarthy. That's what she said. I saw an interview. It was the worst thing that's happened to me in like 5 months. I was having dinner, and then the next thing I know, 34C's got on this like, you know, Inside Edition or whatever the hell they call them. These
and
shows.
She showed up on it?
And she was on there talking about
after what we talked about today.
It was the anniversary of it.
Wow!
So it was like it was actually, I don't know, 2 or 3 days before you brought it up today.
Oh, okay. It was earlier this week.
And then when you brought up Pretty in Pink, because when he said nice pink shirt, and you went Pretty in Pink, and then I said something about Molly Ringwald. Who did she make out with in that movie that made her knees buckle? And then you said Andrew McCarthy. You knew the answer, and then you said, "There's nothing I don't know about 80s movies."
Listen, I'm locked in. I love all those movies. So
they're great.
I know the good guys, the bad guys. There's so
what
many.
What was the guy's name in that movie? John Cryer.
Yes. Cryer was Ducky in that movie.
Right. Ducky. He became famous because of that movie.
Sure. Well, that was one of his big breaks. In the mid-80s, Cryer did that movie, and he did Just One of the Guys. Was he in that one? It might have been in Just One of the Guys. But then, obviously, Cryer became even huge when he did the show with Gene, Two and a Half Men.
And that turned into a disaster.
Well, that was great. Didn't turn into a disaster for their wallets, that's for sure, because the show's on all day long on, like, four channels. Like, you flip to him at any point, you're watching Two and a Half Men, and he was on both ends of it. He was on with the Sheen and with the Kutcher. So Cryer was on the whole thing. So he's really got all the money.
So, well, let me review here, because it's very important. So at one point, they ran the world in television. That was, like, the number one show for a while, right? It was, like, really huge, and it got a lot of ratings, right? And then, didn't Charlie Sheen freak out or something?
Yes.
And they fired him. Like, what did he do? What did he do wrong? Again, you know all this stuff.
I forget. Listen, he's done so many things that I forget.
Wasn't it like Hookers and Blow?
Yeah, like, I mean, he was involved in all that stuff. I don't remember the one specific incident that led him to that, but he had quite a few. He had quite a few.
So incidents. The other guy, but they were making well over, I think at the time, I remember when he got fired or whatever, they were talking like he was making $1 million a show. And then it all went away. And then what happened? You're telling me that Ashton Kutcher got the job?
Well, yeah, he took over for Charlie Sheen. So they made like nine or
I don't watch
they,
these
they
shows,
made like
bro.
They made like 9 or 10 seasons of that show. And let's say Sheen was on 6 or 7 of them, and then Kutcher was on 2 or 3 of them. But Cryer was on all 9 or 10. And that show literally is in syndication on 4 or 5 different networks. And any hour of the day, you turn them on, and you can find an episode of Two and a Half Men. Like, that's how often that show is on. All the time. It's like them,
checks.
Seinfeld. There's like 4 or 5 shows that are constantly on. Modern Family, Seinfeld, Two and a Half Men. Like, you can list 5 of these shows, and any hour of the day, you can find one of them on one of these channels.
Do you know what show that Chop watches? That it's bizarre, and I see her watch this show. She loves it. Is Friends.
Yeah, it's on all the
show?
Time. Like, I've seen everyone.
It's on
Nicole
all the time.
I don't like it.
I don't. You don't like it?
I prefer Seinfeld over Friends. But I've seen everyone, and there is some funny stuff in it, but I've seen them all so many times.
So what's the guy's name that I did the show? I did the movie with Patton Oswalt. He was on King of Queens. Was he on that one?
Yes, he was on King of Queens. The big guy. What, Kevin? What's his name? Jeez,
I know who you're talking about.
You know
the funny guy.
About. Yes, he did the movie with Sandler. He does all the bunch of the Sandler movies.
He did the mall.
Why am I blanking on this guy right now?
What was
now?
His name? Bart.
Yes,
the mall
Paul
guy.
Blart. Paul Blart, God, what an
you
awful
You still
job
don't know
me.
His name. Now you're going to say Kevin Hart.
Kevin James.
You were going to say Kevin Hart.
Kevin.
Oh, where'd you find this cheesy music? I want to kill myself. It's Pharrell on a Bench. Let's go quickly to the Avalanche game at the Pepsi Can and get an update. Carver High on the call.
It's a win, it's a win, it's a win. The Avalanche in overtime. They beat the Ducks. Who is it? It's your boy. Oh, Nichushkin with the winner in overtime for the Avalanche with a sweet move around Gibson and stuffs it through the 5-hole. A winner for the Avalanche. Let's go at the Pepsi Can.
I knew that the great call, Carver High. So I knew that the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle. The Blues were going to beat the Kings. Remember when I said that the game slipped through my fingers on the Perron equalizer, that they would lose the game? You're up to, 2-1. You give up that late goal, 43 seconds left, and he's coming down the right slot inside the right circle and just went wrister and just money, and then they win it in overtime. And I got to see the overtime winner is what I need
you
to see. I've seen the Perron goal 15 times. I need to see the winner. That's what I need to see. They're showing the equalizer like it's worth money or something. You know what's money is the winner. I need to see the winner. Here's the winner now. They're on a delayed penalty. And from the top of the right circle, a blast, one-timer, game over. It was a one-timer from inside the right circle. Hoffman, boom. Out go the lights. There's your winner for the Avalanche that Carver High called. Vegas up 3-0.
Cool, the other side of the pillow.
In the second. And then Bruins 5-1 over the Capitals. By the way, in that game, Carver High, the Bruins win. There was quite the fight with Tom Wilson. And I think, who was it? Carlo? Is that who fought him?
No, it was Frederick.
Or that
the
was
guy,
the hit, the cheap shot. Yeah, Frederick fought him, but the cheap shot was on Carlo.
Yes, the cheap shot was on Carlo. And then Frederick, the guy that got hit in the stones by Ovi the other night with the stick, Frederick ended up fighting Wilson, and he got thrown out of the game. He ended up getting a 10 and a 5 and a 2, misconduct, instigator, the whole thing, and they only gave Wilson 5 minutes for fighting. But the Bruins beat up the Capitals on the scoreboard and on the ice tonight after that cheap hit.
So then they beat his ass.
Yes, they went after Wilson after that, no doubt.
Okay, so the coach said some things. Predatory hit from a player who's done that before, Cassidy said. Completely unnecessary, dirty. Wilson was not penalized on the play. However, that does not preclude the NHL from doling out punishment after the fact, even given, his history and everything. As a repeat offender, he's been suspended a total of 23 games. He's had over $1 million in fines of his salary. We don't know about his injuries, Carlo's injuries, unclear, and no idea when he'll be back. The 24-year-old had 8 shifts before Wilson lit him up.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
That's, it's unbelievable, but that was actually the ref that did not call the penalty. He did not call the cheap shot, and that was it. You just don't respect me, so I'm not calling the penalty. You heard him. So there you go. Bruce Cassidy slamming Tom Wilson. You know who hates Tom Wilson is everyone. He's everybody's hit list. Everybody hates him because he's just a – you know what's weird?
It's going to be crazier than whatever Kanye West is doing at this particular moment.
Carver Hyde losing his mind at this hour. But I think that he's been that way, but he's – the thing that I wanted to say was we already know he's dirty, but he's also a good player. Like, he can actually play.
Yeah. And that's the thing
like he
that
sucks. He's not a goon. He's actually a player.
I think that's why, he doesn't get this is the type of guy you just said it. All the money he's rang up in fines and suspensions. But when you talk to coaches around the league, they all want him on their team. Like, he can play. He's got some offensive skill. He plays on their top power play unit. He's out there in front of the net with Ovi and Backstrom and Oshie. He's out there with their top guys because he does have offensive skill. You speak to guys like Barry Trotz and Laviolette. They speak so highly of Wilson. And meanwhile, the rest of us, we just think that he's scum. It really is amazing.
But he's got game. He's got game. The guy can score. He can skate. He can hit. He can really play the game. I think he's I've seen him do things that Matty Martin, who I love, who you love, but I think this kid's I think Wilson's better. I think he's like a Leclerc type crasher. He just crashes the net. He's not afraid of anything. And he skates like he's like Lindros. You know what I mean? He's like big and he means business. Like when you play against him, you hate his guts. It's just that simple because he's a problem. He's in the way. You know what I mean? Like,
no
he's
doubt.
No joke at all. He's no joke at all. So I don't know. Again, it sounds like they're going to give him something. You know what I mean? I think they're going to give him something. Anyway, California, did you see they're going to let fans into the, you know, baseball games? Like, I think it was like 20% or something like that. I saw that number. And it really is crazy what's going on where in like Texas, it's 100% now, no mask. You can do whatever you want, right? The Texas governor, Abbott, he opened the floodgates. And now what I'm seeing is that Carver High, Dana White wants to have an event there as soon as possible with fans because there's no rules anymore. It's the Wild West. And then immediately the Canelo fight with Billy Joe Saunders, I heard is down to Jerry's World or Allegiant in Vegas. Well, why would you have it in Vegas if they're still like, I mean, pretty much closed. Right. They're not open. I mean, they're not open for sports. There's, you know, nobody going to Knights games and nobody going to Raider games, right? So I don't think they've lifted it to have an event there of that magnitude with fans. I don't think there'll be fans. There's no fans for the UFC tomorrow night. My point is, if I'm that fight, I go immediately to Jerry's World and have the Canelo Saunders fight there, and they'll still get, because that fight sucks for the most part. People will try to fool themselves and convince themselves that that's a big fight, whatever, in May. But you know as well as I do what Canelo's going to do to that guy. So what they should do is have it at Jerry's World, and maybe they'll get 40,000 show up for it instead of 80,000. Yeah. When we were there for the Spence fight, he didn't get that number either, but it was pretty crowded. It was crazy. But I don't even think – I could be wrong. You can look it up. I don't think it was anywhere near 80. I think it was like 50.
Yeah, but that's the one place right now where you can pack it in. Like, they're letting you – like, the gates are open. If people want to come, enter the building. Like, let's do it. You want to put 50,000 people in Texas Stadium, 60,000, whatever it is. The gates are there, and Dana White doesn't care. So he's like, yeah, sure, I can find 50,000 people that are willing to go in there, masks, no masks, who cares? He knows that he can find them to go watch his fights. Canelo, same thing with the Canelo fight. Now, nobody will be at that fight because the fight sucks. But for Dana White and the UFC, yeah, they could fill a good amount of seats in Jerry's World. And as far as Vegas goes, the Knights at the T-Mobile have started having, like last week was their first game, they had some fans in the building. But it's just like what we're seeing here in New York.
Like
it's 10%. Like it's like 10%, 20%, something like that. So the Knights just started letting people into T-Mobile. But there's going to be nobody at those UFC fights. There's nobody at the Apex.
And if they had a boxing, you're telling me, like if they had a Canelo fight at T-Mobile or at Allegiant, which is where they want to have it, at Allegiant, at the Raider Stadium, if they have it at Al's place, Al Davis, that it would be, God rest his soul. But that is Al's place, right? They should just call it that. Al's. Just win, baby. And that's where they want to have it. But if they're not going to have fans there, why would you have it there? Give me one reason. You can't give me one reason. Not that it matters. But I think they'll have it at the other place. But I also think they're crazy. But and I'll say this. I think they're crazy what they're doing. I personally think they're crazy. I think they've jumped the gun. I think they're ahead of themselves. I think they're going to regret it. But it is what it is, and so have at it. But they're going to have everything going down there now. They're rolling in all kinds of directions. They're doing whatever they want. But I will say that the food at that stadium.
Well, you like the popcorn.
The popcorn was fantastic.
You like the popcorn. That's what you like.
The popcorn was utterly fantastic. And they made it fresh, and it was just filled with just butter and salt. I mean, just absolutely erotic amounts of salt and butter. And just the most fantastic bowl of, it was Jerry's World Bowl of popcorn. So you get it in a plastic stadium that looks like the stadium that you're in. And then they also have this.
And you brought this home on the plane? You brought this whole thing home on the plane? Did you pack that in a bag? Like, how do you bring that home?
I brought four of them back. I remember I went to the fight. I ate like four bowls. And so I was partying with these chicks. You remember I was partying with Tracy and her friends. And we were all just mowing popcorn. And that's because everybody was so baked. They all were eating popcorn. And they were drunk. Everybody was drunk, high, whatever. And all I know is I just ate tons of popcorn. And then they had this barbecue section up there. I mean, it was like, oh my God. Like Jerry's World is like, it's like going to a planet. It'd be like going to Pluto or something for the day in a safe environment. Like if they had like a Pluto ranch where they'd have like some interior living up there on Pluto for the day. That's what it was like. It was like you're in the spaceship. It's the size of literally the entire planet. That's how big Jerry's World is when you pull up to it. And then you go in there and it is just a party. The suites down on the field level are just insane. They're on the field and there's people down on the field in these suites that are like, they look like dugouts, but they're giant suites and are just filled with booze and hot women. Oh my God. And then they have bars tucked in the back behind the suites, their own bars. So when you're in your suite, you can have your suite filled with all the booze. And then if you run out, you walk out the door and right 5 feet away is this gigantic bar. And it's just packed with people just raging and buying drinks. And it's really, it's crowded, but it's not too crowded that you can't get a drink. You know what I mean? You're at the event, you're at the fight, you're at the football game, you can still get a drink in there. Because it's like, if you don't have those suite seats or the field pass, you're not getting down there. And I'm telling you, it is no joke. That place is no joke. I had fun there, except I couldn't get out of the building. Remember, I was trapped.
Yeah.
They locked us in. They locked all the gates, all the doors. We couldn't get out of Jerry's World. And then we couldn't get out of the parking lot. We were driving around that place at 3 in the morning. But I had a Jag, and I was doing a buck 5 on the freeway like your boy Spence. It's just that I'm a better driver. Check out. Would you go to a fight in the state of Texas in a packed Jerry's World to see Canelo at a little super spreader boxing event? Carver High, give me the update on the Sharks game.
Yeah, the Knights had a 3-0 lead here at the Tank, and a power play goal for Bernsey, and now the Sharks just got it to 3-2. Nieto, your boy Nieto with the goal here. And with 7 minutes to go in the second period, and we need the Knights, Scotty, as you know, for the big three-teamer that we had today with the Bruins, the Avs, and the Knights. So we need the Knights to get in to finish this thing off the third leg.
Come on. Get it done. Tomorrow, Florida State, Notre Dame, South Carolina, Kentucky, Pitt and Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Indiana, Purdue at Mackey, Nova, Providence, Virginia, Louisville, Duke, North Carolina, Georgetown, UConn, there's quarterfinals, SoCon, Citadel, Greensboro, that's going to be good, Missouri Valley, Indiana State, Loyola, Chicago, Rutgers, Minnesota's playing, Mississippi State, Auburn, and then it just completely freaked out on me, Carter High, and disappeared.
Well, there's only about, you know, 126 games tomorrow in college basketball.
No,
so
there's some other good ones. Oklahoma State and West Virginia, Arizona State, Utah, and then East Tennessee and Chattanooga's a good one in the SoCon in that quarter. LSU, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio State, and Columbus, USC, UCLA, Missouri State and Drake in the semis of the Missouri Valley, A&M and Arkansas and Fayetteville, Butler, Creighton, Iowa State, Kansas State. There's tons of games. St. Louis, St. Bonnie in the A-10 semi. Arkansas State, Georgia State. Vandy, Ole Miss. Seton Hall and St. John's. VMI, Furman in the quarters of the SoCon. And then a bunch of West Coast games, including Santa Barbara and Poly again. Poly covered against them tonight. Fullerton and San Diego. Davidson, VCU in the A-10, Xavier Marquette, tons of great games. UNLV, Wyoming, Utah State, Fresno. So go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all that action Saturday and Sunday. Have a kick-ass weekend. Keep it on Sports Grid. Carver High, be cool. Great job. Peace out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.